On CFM, it's Lee and Jess for breakfast. Connor, the latest contestant to be eliminated from MasterChef, he was shown the door of the kitchen last night and he's with us now. Good morning.
Oh, hey Lee and Jess, how you going?
Good. You sound up and about this morning.
I am ready to go. I know for a hospital worker, I shouldn't be this exuberant, but it's probably the coffee.
Coffee fixes everything. Unfortunately, ice cream does not.
It does not. No, ice cream is not the answer every time.
Now, Connor, we all love an olive, but green olive ice cream, that just sounds gross.
Thanks, mate. I have since perfected it, and actually probably my favourite ice cream just because of the fruity notes, but pushing weird ice creams onto my housemates, they kind of have the same reaction.
So what have you explored other than green olive ice cream?
Probably my favourite one so far was Dijon mustard ice cream.
Oh.
I can hear your stomachs churning in the background, but as Otto's savoury dish, and that's probably the weirdest I've gone.
That sounds like a kind of weird pregnancy craving.
Yes.
It does. It would work in a very certain setting.
Yes. But in the end, it wasn't necessarily the flavour of the ice cream that let you down, was it? It was more the consistency.
It was the texture, and I think I really should have switched it up as soon as I saw it. I should have pulled in a mirror and started working on something different, but I think at that point it was just such a large day that I don't think I had anything left, to be honest.
Yeah, totally fair enough. It looks exhausting.
It's not the easiest thing I've ever done, but it's definitely the most rewarding.
Hindsight's an amazing thing with MasterChef, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Hindsight is definitely a massive thing, and looking back, I would have done something very different.
Yeah, totally fair enough. Now, as you say, you are a hospitality professional anyway. Does the journey in the MasterChef kitchen, does it ever replicate real life, or is the pressure just totally next level?
It's actually such a different pressure. I've worked in some of the best restaurants all over the world with 3-hour wait times for tables, and never have I sweat like that kitchen.
Yeah.
I think generally it's the running to the pantry and back to the equipment and forgetting one thing every single time.
So it's kind of like Ninja Warrior meets...
It is, and for some reason we weren't losing weight. So
green olive ice cream will do that.
Right, so obviously you didn't make it to the very end. What are your plans now that, I suppose in reality TV speak, what are your plans on the other side?
Well, I still want to open my sandwich shop, sit down Dora after my mum with a hidden bar behind called Shut Up Mike. So that is currently, I'm working at a sandwich shop in Melbourne. So I'm working towards that, and also a modern Greek cookbook, which I'm hoping will come out in 2 to 3 years. But I really want to get the cookbook right.
Oh, that's exciting.
I love a good sandwich, and Jess will attest to this.
Ooh,
we
yeah.
get catering here at work every now and again, and my favourite is a triangle sandwich. What is your ultimate sandwich recipe for lunch? What's a go-to sanger?
Oh. I am literally a tuna melt boy. I'll be doing it on Studio 10 today, a little shoot of it. But I love a tuna melt generally because I got home quite late from our work and it was just the easiest thing to make at 1 o'clock in the morning when your eyes aren't really opening anymore. So tuna melt's my go-to.
Love it. That is awesome. What is hospitality like in Melbourne at the moment? Is it starting to get back to normal or is it still a little bit tricky?
God, it's buzzing. Honestly, I came back out of the house and I kind of went from COVID lockdown to like MasterChef lockdown and didn't really experience much hospo in the last year, and it is insane.
Yeah,
you can't get
awesome.
A table anywhere Friday, Saturday night again. You have to light up again. It feels like it's back to Melbourne then.
Oh, that's good
I
to
think
hear.
People have a new appreciation for dining out, it
yeah.
seems, because here on the coast in Tassie, you know, Friday
yeah.
night, you can barely get a park in town.
Yeah, but it
Honestly,
never used to be like that.
It's crazy, isn't it? It's funny that's what it used to be like. And I worked in Melbourne during that time for a restaurant just doing provador and takeaway. And to see it come from that to back this again is actually so heartwarming.
Yeah,
yeah,
gives you the
sure.
tingles, doesn't it?
It does. It's one of those things where I care so much about the industry. And it's nice to see it bounce back and how much the public immediately went back to it.
That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Nice to chat with you this morning. We know you've got a busy schedule of talking to radio and TV stations, so I'll keep an eye out for your tuna melt on Studio
yeah.
10 today, and thanks for your company this morning.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Lee and Jess. You have a lovely day.
Connie Curran, the latest to be shown the door on MasterChef with CFM's Lee and Jess for breakfast.